Michigan has more than 280 contaminated sites that are orphans. That means the company that made the mess no longer exists, and the state has to deal with it. But Michigan is running short of money to tackle these problems. That was not good news for Antrim County, home to one of the largest pollution sites in the country, where state support is crucial. Peter Payette reports.
Ruth Ann Clark has a lot of animals, more than just those border collies, which do not stop barking. She also has llamas, donkeys,
chickens, cats, birds, puppies. That's it, goldfish.
It's the llamas and the donkeys that need the most water. She keeps three tubs full all day.
They're the big ones, you know, that you have for the stock. I don't know what's in them. 10 gallon, 20 gallon, something like that.
Clark spends more than $100 a month on water. That's because even though she lives on a small farm, she's on city water from Mancelona, which is about 8 miles down the road. More than 10 years ago, people all over this part of Antrim County abandoned their wells and hooked up to a water line because of cancer-causing pollution in the groundwater. Clark doesn't know if that contamination has reached her land yet, but she's not worried because she has clean water.
I wasn't upset about it at all, and it was okay, and it's been okay.
But it's not okay for everyone in Antrim County. In fact, the problem will be around for decades, and millions more dollars will be needed to keep all her neighbors safe. Where that money will come from is a critical question for this community.
We're driving through Summit Village here.
Donna Gundel-Krieg is a realtor.
And this is the village that's most affected by the plume at this moment. There are homeowners working to hook up to city water.
Summit Village is part of Shanty Creek Resort, one of the big drivers of economic growth in this area. The resort was purchased in 2007, and the new owners say they've put another $15 million into it. Gundel-Krieg says a lot of money has been spent in Summit Village.
This is the area where the resort has invested in upgrading their hotel and their restaurant, and it's where they recruit many of their convention customers. And this is probably the area of the most expensive homes also.
Those expensive homes are directly in the path of an underground plume of chemicals that will contaminate their drinking water. And that makes it awkward for realtors.
I was out here the other day putting brochures in, and these people came down and they said, "Tell us what you know about the plume we just bought last year, and our realtor didn't tell us anything." So I sort of said, "Well, it's a tough legal call, you know, blah, blah, blah." But I get that everywhere. You know, people want to know what I know, and I just don't really know what to say other than there is a plan. There is a plan, and we should feel okay about buying property here.
But buyers might not be convinced. In fact, Gundel-Krieg has a vacant lot listed in Summit Village for $10,000. She doesn't expect to see a house on it soon.
The property probably will sell and not be built on. It will probably sell so that someone can use the beach club, because there has been very little, if any, building in here since the plume was announced.
Property owners in Shanty Creek have this trouble today because of a degreaser used to clean machinery 50 years ago. Herb Tipton got a job at Mount Clemens Metal in Mancelona in the 1960s.
What you have is your big clutches on your machinery, and they're just like a car clutch. They get greasy and they slip, so you have to clean them periodically. And the cleaning fluid was kind of a last resort because it was so, well, basically it was expensive.
What they did use, they poured down the drain.
But I don't think anybody really knew the after effects. Of course, that's true all over the world.
The degreaser had a compound in it called trichloroethylene, or TCE, that causes cancer. The TCE plume spreading across Antrim County might be the largest in the country, contaminating trillions of gallons of water. That's too expensive to clean up, so the state has spent $18 million to keep people from drinking the stuff. But millions more dollars will be needed to keep clean drinking water flowing around here. That's why community leaders were surprised in 2014 when they were told there wasn't enough money to extend more water lines.
You know, the expectation was that we would come home with a couple of million dollars.
That's Dean Branson with Three Lakes Association. He's talking about a meeting in Lansing where they proposed the state spend $2 million to expand and upgrade the city water system. The state offered $500,000.
Which is defeat, because you can't do $2 million worth of construction with $500,000. So we needed to find a plan B.
The idea that Michigan can't afford to protect drinking water in Antrim County sent shockwaves through the community last year. Branson helped work out a novel solution, one that involved the county sharing some of the costs. That agreement will protect everyone's water for a few years, but then more money will be needed. Dean Branson expects the state will be there to help then. That's because at a meeting this summer, a division chief from the Department of Environmental Quality told a room full of people that the state will protect their drinking water. On videotape, Bob Wagner said if anyone asks the DEQ, is it safe to buy property in Antrim County? The answer will be yes.
It's safe. It's fine. You're not at risk. Proceed as you would on any other real estate you're interested in. There is no risk. It's all managed. That's our message.
But where the money will come from to keep that commitment is the question. There are more than 280 contaminated sites in Michigan that still need work, including the plume in Antrim, and there's no more money. In fact, Wagner says the state might have to pull back on groundwater monitoring at some of these sites next year. Dean Branson says the state's commitment to Antrim County is crucial. Without it, he says nobody will build another home at Shanty Creek.
If you are not going to fix this problem, the property values are gone. They don't just slightly decrease, they go to zero.
To fix these problems in the past, the state has borrowed money through voter-approved bonds. A tax would be another way to do it. But those are conversations that are just starting in Lansing. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Peter Payette.